I'm a spiritual guide, intuitive, and author. And this is Fill My Cup, a Mama Mia podcast for making you feel better. Today, I wanted to chat about something I've been super interested in for a while. As someone who is a little witchy, I've been keen on getting my aura read. You've probably seen people on Instagram post pictures of aura photos. You know, the ones with all the bright colors, kind of like a mood ring, but instead of telling us about how we're feeling, it demonstrates the energy passing through us, what we're bringing in, and even our higher consciousness. Obviously, I'm not an expert, so I have invited Julia Smith, an energetic healer, to help explain to us what an aura reading really is and how it might fill your cup. I really want to start super basic, and we love providing our listeners with just like basic, you know, guides to things. I want to know, what is an aura?
Okay, so an aura is where the energy within our body expresses outwards and it creates like an egg shape around our body. That's our energy field. The name aura is actually another name for our energy field. So our aura, when it's radiating around our body, contains a myriad of colors. Usually they're the colors of the rainbow, but you can get additional colors. And so an aura reading is where someone has the ability and the knowledge to interpret what those colors mean, why they're there, what they're doing for you, and how they direct your life.
Can you see mine? Do I have one around me?
Everyone has an aura around them. Actually, I see people and they're really worried they don't have
one. Yeah, right.
I just want to reassure everyone. Everyone has an aura. Doesn't matter what you're doing in your life, you have an aura. So, no, I cannot see your aura because I'm choosing not to be a sticky beak.
I give you permission to look at my aura.
Your aura. I usually only do aura readings when I'm in a session because then I've tuned in, I've set up the space to be a sacred space, and then I raise my vibration and then I can begin to see those colours.
I would really love to know how you got into it, because I think it's probably something that as a kid you probably wouldn't wake up and be like, I'm going to be an aura reader, an energy healer. How did you get into it?
It really became an interest for me when I started on my spiritual path. So that was about 15 years ago. There has been more to my life than just like getting up in the morning, going to work, coming home. There has to be more. I could feel it. And I was kind of a bit psychic when I was young, but didn't really develop that ability. And I started doing meditation, and that's when my whole spiritual path opened and I became an energetic healer. Every time I went to the Mind, Body, Spirit, you know, those festivals, the big ones in Sydney, it's so fun, I would always want to get my aura photographed. So I became like, not quite obsessed, but sort of. And then I realized it would be very complimentary to my work for people who are newbies, to show them, like, this is really the only thing we have that's a technology that can show you your aura, that you actually have one, like everybody has one.
And then, so when people come and see you, do you combine the two, energy healing and the aura reading, or is it separate?
Yeah, look, I can't really stop it coming in. So that's why I have the combination of the aura photo with the aura reading, because it includes like a mini aura healing. So you get a cleanse, a healing, and a repair of your auric field in that short space of time. So plus your photo and also all the description about what it is and how it works.
With the aura reading, I guess, what can it tell us about ourselves?
Each of the colours have a different purpose. It's like they have a different personality, a different characteristic. So when you understand the language of colour, you'll begin to understand what they're doing for you in your aura. So someone who's predominantly got a certain colour, that's the colour frequency and characteristics the souls want to experience in your life at that moment.
So that means the colours can change over time?
Oh, yeah, they can change. They can change, like, rapidly. We're actually really amazing beings. I actually printed out a few samples. Mm. Yeah, I took this one yesterday, which is just of myself. I'm very connected to the blue ray, so I've got a lot of aquamarine colour and the royal blue in my field. And so with the royal blue, that's showing I'm really wanting to have a lot more peace, working with the energy of peace. Blue is also about communication. Mm. So like peaceful communication is kind of ideal. And it's also about working with our power. So that's what they come to see when they come to see, and that's a sample. That's
really cool.
And just to show you the difference of what can happen, this is me just earlier in the year when I was doing an expo of aura photography.
It changed completely.
Completely changed. So that orange around me is very creative colour.
I'm curious with the camera. So what does it actually look like?
So mine is a digital technology, the one I use.
Yeah.
I use my computer. But Curlian cameras and my technology is digital, both use this hand plate. So the hand plate is the key. So when you put your hand on the lines, it's the silver in the discs. It gathers the data out of your own energy system. And then it, for me, it feeds it into my computer program and it produces these photos.
If people book in a session with you, what's the process of getting an aura reading?
All right. So the first thing I do is I say to people when they come to me, bring all your questions. So don't be shy. No question is too stupid. So people don't know a lot about it. So I want them to feel comfortable. That's the first thing, is about building up a safe space to ask questions. Usually people come when they don't know a lot. Like they might know a little bit. They might have had their aura photographed somewhere or seen some, a friend has had it. So they've had a little bit of exposure. And also that they know a little bit about the chakras. So the chakras are the main seven energy centers that run down from the crown, the top of our head, down to the base of our spine. And they're like a spinning wheel of disc of energy that the body draws in. Each one's a different color. And they just want to know what color's in my aura and why is that color there? And sometimes they want to know what's happening with their chakras. So quite often we can have little blocks, and that's when we get challenges in our life. The blocks cause the challenges. Then what I do is I really go through a detailed explanation of what the colours mean. Then I go into aura maintenance. This is where the healing aspect of my sessions comes in, because I structured my sessions so that we work with products and it opens their field to a shift. I work on their energy field. Then I'll take another photo. And they will see that the shift that's happened, because the colours typically do change.
You do the aura readings and why it fills your cup.
So for me, what I really love it and gives me a lot of personal satisfaction is when people come in and they really want to know more about why things are in their field. Like they want to know information to help themselves grow bigger, larger, better, and actually love themselves more. So when we do the aura readings, it can sometimes photograph little blocks in our chakras and in our aura, and they want to know what they are, because they want to know where the blocks are so they can address them through energetic healing, because the aura photos make it tangible. You can actually see the aura. You've got something to work with that you can see. Whereas if you go to an energetic healer, you can't really see it yourself. Then what I can say to them, oh, I can see you've got like a little dark spot in your orange chakra, the sacral chakra. So that's all about interrelating to other people. Like that's our relationships. So to break down little blocks in our orange chakra and in the orange part of our aura field gives us an opportunity to disentangle where there are problems in our relationships. And even relating to our own selves, like we've got like negative mind chatter about ourselves, we can start to understand and ask those relevant questions of like, why am I talking to myself like that? Or why am I talking to another person like that? Or why are they talking to me like that? That's really where I'd like to go, so people can actually improve their lives.
I feel like that's really, really powerful as well too, like as an aura reader and an energy healer, like you're wanting to help people on their journey.
Yes, that's exactly it. Like there's a lot of pain in the world. And for me, I just want to help iron out some of those wrinkles for people.
Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Oh, I really loved it. Thank you so much for inviting me on. It's been a blast.